Assaults against police this year have increased by 200% compared to 2022, which the police chief believes is related to society more readily accepting violence to address situations. This past May, there were 4 assaults against police, compared to 2 such incidents during the same month in 2022 and 1 incident in May 2021, recent crime statistics show. Meanwhile, during the first 5 months of this year, there have been 12 attacks on officers compared to 4 such incidents last year and 6 such incidents in 2021. We talked about this, same issue, last month, Chief Rick Barasa said during the Board of Police Commissioners' June 8 meeting, noting the 12 assaults on cops as the highest number the organization has seen in years. This is consistent with what we've talked about in terms of the reduction in civility and the increase in violence being seen as a legitimate way to resolve problems, he continued, noting this is happening in many communities across Canada. None of the officers were injured during those attacks, while police charged the people who allegedly committed those offenses and the courts are holding them accountable, the chief added. During a media scrum afterward, Barasa said that while the number of assaults on police represents a small fraction of the total calls to which cops respond, they still take those situations seriously. Our members are equipped to address those sorts of situations, he said. We will keep working out there and we'll keep trying to resolve situations as peacefully as we are able to. But, sometimes it just doesn't work out that way. Crimes against the person. Year-to-date data, January 1 to May 31, for crimes against people for 2023, 2022 and 2021, respectively, show. Homicide, 0, 1 over 0. Attempted murder, 1 over 0, 2. Assaults, sexual, common, with a weapon, aggravated, against police, 171 137, 103. Robbery, 5 sixths, 1. Totals, 232 195, 157. A 19% increase from 2022 to 2023. Crimes against property. While total break-ins, business, residence and other, rose by 3.9% year-over-year in May to 107 incidents from 103 incidents, Barasa pointed out that, other, break-in enters jumped by 47.8% to 34 incidents from 23. This is due, he said, to criminals breaking into buildings like sheds and storage containers that are difficult to secure and not in visible locations. After receiving those reports, police investigate, search for evidence, and attempt to solve those situations. Our preference would be to prevent all those, but that doesn't always happen, Barasa added. Year-to-date data, January 1 to May 31, for crimes against property for 2023, 2022 and 2021, respectively, show. Break-ins, business, residence, other. 107 103rds, 118. Motor vehicle theft, 17 26ths, 24. Theft over $5,000, the 7th of August 14. Theft under $5,000 to 366, 313 229ths. Arson, 0, 5 6ths. Mischief under $5,000 to 101, 141 124ths. Totals, 776 777ths, 679, a 0.1% decrease from 2022 to 2023. Other violations for 2023, 2022 and 2021 include impaired driving, 35 51sts, 49. Failing to comply with court orders, 156 367ths, 304. Threats under section 810 to 20, 49ths. Domestic disputes, 23 40ths, 80. Provincial liquor infractions, 42 53rds, 68. Vehicle collisions over $1,000 to 80, 121 82nds. The next police board meeting is Thursday, July 6, at 2 p.m. at the Cultural Center.